Time being 7:54, we'll resume our meeting. And I think for the record too, that just go back, Amanda, we need that Councillor Atkinson left the meeting. It was Councillor Berry, wasn't it? No, it wasn't him. No, that was too early.
That's right.
We've got, what, the time he came back? Good. Okay, that's fine. So the next item is on page 77, dog management policy, and there is a recommendation on page 79.
I'll move.
I have Councillor Reith and Councillor Chatterton have seconded. Anyone wish to speak to it? Councillor Reith?
Look, I was going to say, unfortunately, the delay from the state government in clarifying the Dog Control Act has dragged on and on and on, and we do need to put something in place because it seems like it's now going to be 2018 at the earliest before we have any clarification. And we know that the issue of dogs and where they can and cannot be is of great interest to the community, so it'll be good to see this progress quickly.
Councillor Chadden?
Yeah, like you say, it was held up because the greyhound situation was the main hold up by the state government. But just on the issue of the dogs, we often see advertised in the paper, the general manager has an advertisement in there of someone's applied for three... No, it's not called a kennel licence anymore. It's been... the general manager will probably tell me what it's called, but you actually have a... more than... It's about housing dogs or something. It doesn't mention the word kennel licence. When we had a kennel licence, it used to come through to council and we would actually vote as a planning item on whether they should have a kennel licence or not, and people would look at the objections, etc. But now we see it advertised, but we don't see anything to do with it. I just wondered how it works. And will this affect that, will this new management thing affect that way we do that?
Mr. Arnold?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, and Mr. Smee, if I get this wrong, feel free to jump in. The applications that councillors occasionally see advertised are to keep more than two dogs. And generally it's for an additional dog or two. Anything of a more substantive nature would, of course, come to the council. But those applications are being handled in accordance with our bylaw.
If you had wanted three dogs in the past, you had to have a kennel licence. That was how it used to be. And that's why I'm saying there's a massive change in there and how it used to be.
Councillor Winner?
Can I just say I'm glad, I don't know if it would have lasted on council if we were sitting here deciding whether people could have three dogs or not. I don't know if I'd still be here. I just wanted to say that I really liked this policy, particularly the public interest aspect to it. I think that's really important to think about when we obviously can't police everything and we can't enforce everything, so we need to make sure that we're doing what's most important, most critical to the community. So I think consistent with this, we hopefully not too many Airbnb people will be attacked either.
I know you want to go home.
The brakes certainly have an effect on you.
Any further speakers in relation to the Dog Control Act? I'll put the recommendation moved by Councillor Reid, seconded by Councillor Chadden, that Council initiate a review of the dog management policy in accordance with the provisions of the Dog Control Act 2000. Councillors in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? That is carried unanimously. We'll move on to the enforcement policy 4.13, and I have a mover in Councillor Winter, and I have a seconder in Councillor Grace. I think Councillor Winter has made
already,
these
yes.
main points. Anything you want to add? Thank you. Any further comment? I'll put the recommendation moved by Councillor Winter, seconded by Councillor Grace. The Council endorse enforcement policy 4.13 as attached to the report. Councillors in favour, please say aye. Against? carried unanimously. The next item is on page 88, information reports. And if I can have a mover and a seconder, moved by Councillor Percy, seconded by Councillor Reet. The following reports are noted. The Mayor's communications. Perhaps the one I should cover there is in relation to the future direction of the STCA. Some month ago, there was a discussion at the STCA asking whether or not the STCA was in fact meeting what it was set out to meet some 10 or 14 years ago. And around the room, it indicated that most mayors had given it a poor rating as out of 10, and that with the departure of the CEO recently, then it was an opportunity to reduce expenditure and not appoint a replacement CEO for 5 days a week. And on that basis, I think all councils did agree. Prior to that, there was one council that wasn't really attending these anymore, and another council was very iffy. And councils had, I suppose, over the period of time, aligned themselves into groups with neighbouring councils to look at the prospect going forward. At the moment, it is still to be confirmed, but the STCA will now meet quarterly with the idea that any council or any group of councils may take up items to the STCA, because various ministers have in fact agreed that the only people they want to talk to is the STCA as a whole, not individual councils, which is one of the reasons the STCA was formed. But if, say, we were going to or wanted to do something and we needed support, then and we weren't getting anywhere, we could also then raise it with the STCA, so the STCA, hopefully then, we would be able to have them on our side to support what we were looking at, particularly around the times of state and federal election. So that's what's happening in that space. That will obviously result, again, it hasn't been calculated, but that will be the next meeting, that will result in a membership fee, if you like, being drastically reduced to what it has been now. Can't give you the fee, but somewhere it's believed between $10,000 and $50,000 will operate that. And the CEO, there wasn't going to be a CEO, but more of a consultant may be employed one day per week. But again, we're not aware of that. The previous CEO, of course, from what I understand, since his movement to the North Isle, was probably working somewhere in the order of 45 to 50% of a full-time position, to give you an idea of where that was. And as I said, with those changes, there'll be less work and possibly no more than 20%. And that's if that person also takes over and works with the Waste Strategy Board. So that being the Waste Strategy Group, I should say. So that hopefully is a bit of an update on that particular item, because that will be a cost item. Councillor Winter.
Thanks for that update, Mayor. That was, I was going to ask you about that, and you've given us a really good summary of where things are at, and it sounds like a sensible direction for the STCA to take going forward. I think we might have mentioned this previously, but there's sort of items 10, 12, you'll get 23, they kind of mentioned that you've met with someone, but they don't really sort of give us any odd indication, and they appear to be, for example, Ms. Gay Lawless, 23. I'd be happy for you not to include it. I'm just pointing out, I'm not getting a lot value. But, unless you want to tell us, unless there's something interesting.
That's right. You know, the first one, Ariane Easton, is going to be a... she's going to go on the Windward Bound vessel, and she'll be a mentor to a new Australian. And she's had some dealings with us. She actually made application if there were some funds available, which we couldn't help her. So out of the mayor's allowance, there was $100 provided to her for the sailing of about 10 days. She had to raise, I think, $1,500 for her and herself and her mentor. And a mentor is a new Australian citizen. Item number 12 in relation to the Collises, they have a building irregularity to a home that they purchased some years ago, and they wanted further information as to who may well be liable for some works that were done in lieu of what should have been done, and that was conveyed to them. In relation to item 23, Ms Lawless was on the 50th anniversary of the 1967 bushfires, which she resigned from, and just wanted to update me on some of the thoughts of some of the areas going forward as to how people were going to get from point A to point B on the day. And that was that. Any other item on that? No? Councillor Winner? Any other item? That was all? Yeah, Councillor Grace?
Did I see anywhere where you met Mr.
Beals? Yeah, I did meet Mr. and Mrs. Beals. Can't see where it was. That was 30. That was in relation to a building application, I suppose, wasn't it? Building application, and probably they came in to see both the general manager and I, and I think you might have sent them to us. And
I wouldn't have anything to do
with it. I was going to say, I think probably a direct phone call to the general manager might have been able to expedite matters there. But that's all been attended to my knowledge now.
It's all completed, is it?
As I understand it, yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Councillor Bastow?
Yes, just 22, the Polish musicians that were here. Were they wanting to set up a music school in Kingston, or...?
Yes, you're not wrong. I had an email from them, and I believe most mayors around the state had an email from them in Poland. And they came and saw the general manager and myself with the idea of this is what they do. And what they could do, their thoughts are that their music career, I suppose, as far as making dollars, has been terminated because all their music now is on iTunes and all the rest. And as a musician, you can't make any money if your recordings are all over the network for everyone to get for nothing. And they have what both the general manager and I thought of was some very positive things going forward. And certainly for our municipality would have been a good, I think, a tourist and locals in the area marketing ploy. He is a very well-known musician, and he does have a website, and I think if you put in his name you will get that, and it's very, very interesting on that. He was probably looking for some opportunities that council might assist in his relocation, and we've indicated to him that, you know, thank you for the opportunity, we've really got nothing at the present, but in future there may well be an opportunity for him to move into the area. So Councillor Chadden.
You want to give an update on 36?
I think it was probably said in the paper the other day that on that basis the committee have done some investigatory work. We've indicated to SGS our deadline, and hopefully that will be the 22nd of December, subject to other councils being able to put that date in, and we would like to have it wrapped up there and then so that we can bring everything back to respective councils. And thank you to Councillor Reet for all those other ones, and I understand my state went down well. but thank you for undertaking this. So you told me on several occasions. We'll move on to notices of motion that moved at the AGM on the 3rd of December. And you'll see two letters that the General Manager wrote out, and of course in relation to the Taruna issue that has been put on hold, or it's been withdrawn by the Minister for Education.
I just had a question about that, Mayor, a procedural question. The Local Government Act says that a motion passed at an annual general meeting is to be considered at the next meeting of the Council. So are we considering those motions, or are we just reading them? And
Mr. Arnold?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, the motions Councillor Atkinson from the AGM are listed there for Council's consideration. If any councillor wants to take any of those motions further, now is the opportunity. They're on the agenda.
Right, so just to clarify, you're saying that there's no... they're appearing here as motions that someone could move, and we should go through them one by one and see if there's a mover for each of them. Thanks.
Councillor Reid?
Do they not have to appear in the minutes for the next annual general meeting rather than us alter?
Yeah, they will be in the minutes of the next annual general meeting, but Councillor Atkinson is correct that now is the time that if we want to pick any of those up, now is the time to do so.
But I think what Councillor Berry is saying, that under our meeting procedures, if we want to put forward a notice of motion, we have to do it within a certain number of days before the meeting in order for us, so that it's public.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having trouble with this process as well, probably because up until this year, this is the first time we've actually had anyone since I've been on council come and actually move a motion at an AGM, so it's a bit exciting in a way, and I'd like to make sure we give it the respect that it deserves.
Okay, I'll hand over to Mr. Arnold.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, one way that the council, because they're on the agenda tonight, with the recommendation that they be noted, if a councillor was of a mind to bring any one of the three motions forward, they could foreshadow that they will be doing that at the next council meeting.
Okay. All right. Well,
but that is no different from any other council meeting. I mean, so, I'm a bit lost here.
It just seems like an odd process then to leave it to one individual. Shouldn't they individually, these issues have gone on as individual items with a recommendation that we do X, Y, or Z?
Yeah, okay, Mr. Arnold.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. This is an interesting discussion, if I can paraphrase Councillor Atkinson. But I would suggest, Mr. Mayor, that given the discussion, that I could indicate to the Council that I will, at the first meeting in January, do my best to bring a report on the two notices of motion, from the floor that are still active, and also a report to indicate that in response to the third one, the Minister for Education has formally withdrawn that application.
So you'll come with a report, with a recommendation that we say, for example, write to the state government about the ferry contract as per the motion. Okay, thanks.
Okay, so we don't have to do anything about that then?
No. So if everyone's happy with that, that's how we'll handle it. Okay, Councillor Winter?
Just to clarify on that, so Council is not compelled to do what is in this AGM. We are just compelled to, or staff are actually just compelled to bring it to a general meeting for noting, as opposed to
the
decision.
Correct. Yeah, that's correct.
Not a binding motion on council. It's a motion asking council to do something, and council has the discretion to whether it does or does not want to do it. So it's not a binding motion on council. That's the difference.
You could say it's very similar to a petition. Council is a petition, but you don't have to accept that. You can go another one. And just while we're on that too, and I noticed at the annual general meeting, when those motions are put and carried, the votes are taken by the community, not by councillors, because we are to remain impartial.
So there was some confusion on the day as to whether we should or should not be voting. And that's the reason why I didn't look at any of you if you did have your hand up or down. Any further items? So we've covered that, haven't we, now? So we'll move on to the next item. The item is Infrastructure Works Progress Report, which starts on page 96. And some nice coloured prints. Councillor Reid.
Every now and then I think something slips in that is meant to test us to see if we find it, like a typo or something. But in this case, I really had to look at this several times. Page 103, there's a before and after photo, and they're round the wrong way. So the the after photo has got the stormwater drain still in there, and the before photo hasn't. So I'd hate to think that we actually put it in.
Who didn't pick that up?
I'd just say that on Councillor page 104, the future works on that, the road, the footpath up Summerlees Road, they started works up there today. I was up there today, and interestingly enough, there was 40k work signs up and the police were having a field day. And I heard they had a field day down outside the Beretta transfer station. They were getting 35 vehicles an hour and they had to call in backup because they were booking so many people. People not observing restrictions in speed when work is on.
And I think there was something that they released, that the police department did release some weeks ago, saying that they were going to police that too.
All right. Now, could I just make a comment there, though? In a number of instances in the last few days, there have been signs up saying, slow down, 40k, and it's like crying wolf because nothing's happening. And over the weekends they leave them there, and I think it's incumbent on the workers to remove those signs if they're not going to be working.
When the State Cabinet were here, I actually mentioned to one of the ministers that the weekend before, a number of people were booked travelling from the north to the south of the island for works around, shall we say, the Melton Mowbray area. Exactly the same situation where the signs were out and there was not a worker within sight and the police were booking them. And the minister said, well, the signs are up. If they're not obeying the signs, that's as far as it goes. So,
but what you have to look at is in the township it's got the speed limit from going from 60 to 90, whatever. Now, if they're uncovered and they've still got their 40 up, you've got a I know three or four that beat them because they had the sign saying that you could do outside your 60, you could do your 90. Mm. So it is up to those contractors, and when you see the contractors not obeying, I think it's time we rang the cops and said, well, listen, you better get down here and have a look because we don't know what's going on, because some police officers, rightly so, they'll see the 40 sign but hadn't seen the other side uncovered, and they won't take notice of the driver. They'll just give them a ticket.
Yeah. Councillor Percy.
Yeah, just an observation somebody the other day, and I'm not quite sure how this works, but there's some works for the council or state government down near Bunnings, and they had traffic control and all this thing, you know, stop and go and all this thing. Yet the works for BP service station, when they're upgrading that, they blocked off nearly all of John Street, yet they didn't have the... any traffic management there. I just wondered why they had one lady trying to battle against all the traffic. So is there a different set of rules, is there, for private works than what there is to for council or state?
Mr. Arnold.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. No, there isn't a different set of rules, Councillor Percy, and your questions just reminded me that I should let the councillors know that David Reeve was a late apology. His wife's undertaken surgery this afternoon. Otherwise, he would have been here to answer that question and get me out of this mess.
they did have signs up and down the Channel Highway and were working stop and go.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll move on to item 4 minutes of the 67 Bushfires Commemoration Working Group, dated the 23rd of November.
Steve, question.
Certainly.
Yeah. I just was interested, I think all of us, got a letter from a gentleman whose name I can't recall, who was had asked to address the bushfires commemoration working group because he had a different interpretation of events and had a particular issue, and I'm just wondering what happened with that.
Mr. Arnold?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Councillor Reid, councillors, I contacted the author of that letter and invited him in to meet with me. That meeting took place last week. He acknowledged that he had a differing view to certainly one other local historian of the events, and that he had discussed that with that particular historian. And at the end of our discussion, he was comfortable with my explanation that his request to address the council working group was probably not appropriate. He accepted that and thanked me for the opportunity.
I won't speak on this because of an email you got during the week, and I'm not sure what I've actually done, so I'll abide by not speaking on this because it's the only place that I can think that any such thing would have happened. So I'm just,
Okay, well, I'll put the motion as moved by Councillor Percy, seconded by Councillor Reid, that the following information reports be noted, 1, 2, 3 and 4. Councillors in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? This carried unanimously. Can I ask at this stage whether anyone wishes to go into close, just to indicate a hand for applications of leave of absence? Thank you. On that basis, we'll turn to page 111, confirmation of items to be dealt with in closed session. If I can have a mover and a seconder. Thank you, Councillor Winter. Thank you, Councillor Atkinson. That in accordance with Regulation 15, the Local Government Meeting Procedure Regulations 215, the following items are to be dealt with in closed session. That's applications for leave of absence. I'll put that to councillors. Councillors in favour, please say aye. Those against? It's carried unanimously. Can I have a mover and a seconder that we go into closed session, Councillor Winter and Councillor Reid, that in accordance with Regulation 15 of Local Government Meeting Procedures, Regulation 215, the council moves into closed session. Those in favour? Those against? Is carried unanimously. In accordance with the Kingborough Council Meetings Audio Recording Guidelines Policy, the recording of the open session of this meeting will now cease.